Yamani residents.
Well, maybe we'll talk about it and we'll go around. So we'll go this way.
Is this that house that's down there? This is, there's another one very similar when we did our
last
shortcut
meeting
yesterday. Coming back from lunch.
Oh.
If you had gone straight.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No,
looks very similar to this though.
Originally was built in 1911. It was built for Mr. Johnson, who worked for the city and county as an engineer. And we'll walk around this side and you can see some of the original house. It was a one-story house. And then in 1960, the Yamanis hired Ernie Hara and he put the second floor on it and made it more Japanese style. And also down here you can see where it was more Japanese style. So it's essentially a 1911 house that was redone in 1960. The house, obviously very Japanese. You have your roof on top. They use the little vertical planks. They put it, raked concrete on the walls. Kiko gave me the name, let me find it. That little balcony up there is called a demaro. Mm-hmm. And the type of railing is called ronken. And so, and then you can see that using shoji up there, and the shoji in the house as well, we can look at. So it's very much a combination of modern Japanese accents throughout, which I find very interesting. The house itself, the Yamanis, Mr. Yamani grew up in Honolulu, was born in Kalihi. Went to McKinley High School, served in the junior ROTC at McKinley, and after he graduated from McKinley, he went to Japan, and this would be 1934-35, to learn Japanese. And he went to Waseda University until 1940. And because he was a dual citizen, Japanese and American, they made him take ROTC at Waseda as well. So he knew American military and he knew Japanese military. When World War II broke out, he got drafted, and when the Japanese Americans were allowed to go, they sent him to Camp McCoy in Wisconsin, where the 100th Battalion, so he was part of the 100th Battalion. And then, he had three other brothers. One served in Europe in the 442nd, and him and two others went into intelligence. They got drafted because of their knowledge of Japanese as translators. And so he went to translator school, and then he got stationed at the Pentagon. And he was, him and two other guys were stationed there, were the first Japanese Americans to enter the Pentagon since Pearl Harbor was attacked in 1943. So he served there doing translations, and they received a big shipment of stuff after the United States had taken Saipan. And these boxes that said, these have no military value, but we're sending it to you. Thought maybe you can use them to practice on and reading Japanese. His commanding officer said, maybe it's better if we take a look at it. And he got one rather large book, and the book had, it was from a top secret meeting of the Japanese generals. It had a list of all of their weapons, the type of munitions they were using, also where the munition plants were in Japan, where they were storing the munitions. And so all of a sudden he was put on, every day, whatever you translate today, you give to us immediately. And then they were telling the bombers, here's your targets. And also, even after the war with Occupied, they used that information to go round up any weapons caches that were left in Japan. So it was a very important thing. He ended up getting, what did they call it? In 1997, they awarded him the Legion of Merit for his work on with the translations. So besides that, when he came back home, his family owned property in Kalihi. His father had been came here in 1896 to cook for the Kimball family, the Halekulani's people. So he was a cook there, and then he, in 1900, he started his own coffee shop in Kalihi, and then he expanded it little by little. First it became a restaurant as well as a coffee shop. Then he expanded, neat hardware. We got a hardware store here now, then a feed shop here now as well. So it's sort of a little complex. And then after the war, the son turned that into Kalihi Shopping Center. And besides doing that, he also developed the Pearl City Shopping Center. And he developed the bowling alley, the Kalihi Bowl Shopping Center. Then he did Windward Bowl, Leeward Bowl. So he was involved in all that. And I don't know, Knight's Restaurant, I never heard of it, but he had a chain here on the islands, which I don't know. Mr. Lee.
Knight's Restaurant?
Knight's Inn. Do you remember that restaurant chain?
I where?
I think he was down in Kalihi, the first one, but I think he had several, but I never heard of it before.
I'm not sure, sir.
Yeah, I never heard of it.
Sorry.
Anyway, he had a chain of restaurants to it. So, very entrepreneurial person. So that's the house. Maybe I'll take you around the side so you can see the old part, and then we can go inside.
Mm-hmm. Knight's Inn, Don?
Yeah.
Knight's Inn.
Yeah, Knight Can, like with armor. So can we walk around this way?
Yeah, sure.
Which
criteria,
criteria would this be nominated for?
Okay, this is being nominated for A, because it's part of College Hills, so and that's already
never
done.
Cut the young
B, for associations with Mr. Yamani, and C, for its architecture, as a good example of an early turn of the century house turned into a 1960s then, modern Japanese.
For B, when did he acquire this house?
He acquired it in 56. And then he bought it on an agreement of sale, and once he paid off that, he built and remodeled in 1960.
So is his significance because of the development of these shopping centers?
Well, that's part of the significance of him.
That's B, right?
Huh? B, yeah, for Yamani himself. And for what he did during the war, so I also put it down.
But he didn't own it during the war.
No, it's after the war that he bought it. A thematic.
But is that bracketed? Is that bracketed chronologically? Because the big deal about College Hills, as you know, was like 1905.
Okay, actually, Chandra, you'll have to send me that again. I don't think I have a copy of that thematic anymore.
You may want to print something more general about history than simply referencing College Hills.
Yeah, maybe. That's a good point. Okay. Well, we can walk around and see the College Hills.
Sorry, the young man's supposed to come this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's nice. The upper part, yeah?
Yeah. Hey, you know, come with me.
See the turtles?
Turtles?
Yeah, 4 years old now.
Oh, wow.
Start out is like this. Mm.
No,
wow.
Yeah, now 4 years old now. Oh. Maybe one day I have to end up donating them to the zoo.
So, this is the original part of the house.
They're all historic jalousies. They're not something new. Yeah, you'll see the handles are different.
It's not like 1960s. That's
Okay. Well, all right. Maybe we'll go in the front door.
Okay.
We're gonna go in the front door.
My daughter coming home, so that's why I have a larger package.
Oh, it's okay, it's okay.
Yeah, yeah. Alo grows like little shop in horrors.
You can see though, G&G, but they did Japanese series, Plaza Flow. Originally had to have some kind of slide in, but they're gone. But you you see the bay windows that are here. The double palm is actually really was mostly the exterior.
And the second floor, right?
The whole second floor was in there. Yeah, this is the only, this in the bathroom still has the original.
And then, like I said, the oak floors, I'm quite sure, is from the original house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Another great picture. Hong Kong, I guess.
I want one of those.
And the kitchen's been remodeled. It still has some of the.
I always go from the home.
Cabinetry, counters. Mm-hmm. And here you can see. These old losers here. And obviously, again, they kept the vertical inside. E&G. And if we go through this doorway.
There wasn't a, I haven't read the stuff yet. Was it a known architect that did the?
The 1911, no, I can't find an architect.
What about the later one?
Ernie Hara.
Yeah, Ernie did, okay.
Mm-hmm. So we have three bedrooms here. One is pretty straightforward. But they do still have the single panel doors, although they don't have the original hardware, unfortunately.
So is he the contractor too? Because wasn't he a kind of design build architect?
No, somebody else was the contractor. It wasn't him.
Okay.
But Hara also did the Kalihi Shopping Center and the Pearl City Shopping Center for him as well. Matter of fact, well, he did the Kalihi one before this house and then the Pearl City after. Then most of the bathroom here is still original. Still has the original double hungs as well as the, I don't think this tile works from the 60s. I think it's earlier.
I think so too. And it goes with the tub, which is earlier.
Yeah. And we can go to this.
Floor is certainly later.
Yeah, this is.
But then they all mold, so we have to remove it and then change it into, you know, some of these.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looked nice, you know, in the beginning we were so happy. But then we opened up.
They were done in the 50s or
60s, I think. Yeah, 50s and 60s. It's not what was done in the 70s. You know, because the 70s, there was no little pump. It was just one smooth cylinder.
Wow. That's so you can beat the actual 100.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever was that sitting there at the time or something?
No, there was a couple companies that were making, actually.
Yeah.
And then you have Shoji here, and this is actually... just a screen opening.
Okay.
And this was a tatami room originally and has a ceiling here.
This is a plastic sort of material?
Yeah. And then also, I found the word Weltex.
Mm-hmm. Weltex.
Yes. Yeah. And again,
the paper is Weltex?
No,
no,
it's plywood.
It was manufactured like that. Okay.
Yes, and I've seen that in only two other houses.
I remember seeing it as a kid.
Okay. Yeah. But again, this is 50s, 60s material. Yeah. You find that around as well.
Made an architectural model and used it for just roofing.
Yes, that would work perfect.
Don, is that the brand or is that what it's called? Weltex.
Both, yeah.
I think it's
both.
Yeah.
I think it's like Xerox.
Yeah. Or combed wood.
Combed plywood is another term for it.
I think here we often saw it as it was almost a TNG that then was combed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of the redwood. Mm.
Yeah, because houses.
Because there's one house in Kailua that was registered.
My brilliant mom has so much patience.
Maybe 10 years
so
ago.
He used the picture and then he
has this on the inside.
This is all his
and then Alfred Price's Bushnell house had it, but I think the people tore it out.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, because there was both registered.
Still make it.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Had to source it.
Maybe since our shoes are around front, we'll go around front. Otherwise, we could just go out this door. This door goes out to the side of Lanai where we first came in.
This world, you know.
Oh yes, yes.
Sure, yeah.
Even though Manoa supposedly so good place,
yeah.
But still, yet now they have all these people, crazy people walk around.
Oh
you know?
Yeah. It's crazy nowadays. People don't care now.
How is the second floor held up?
Mm-hmm.
How is it held up? Is it how's the second floor structurally? Like, is it built on top of the original roof? Or is it?
I guess.
You're the architect.
I don't know.
We'll see. We'll see. Yes, I'm curious.
You can't really tell from the inside.
Yeah, maybe you can tell from that.
And if all these walls are actually.
Obviously, they ran the Lanai out here too.
Did anyone need to use the restroom? There's a restroom on the You need to use a restroom. There's a restroom in here.
Center groove, thank you.
That's what I always do.
What's up?
It's got the center groove here still.
Center groove. Is that
and also here's another handle that we hold.
Yeah. I thought it was just
I'll wait outside with Elton. I'll wait with Elton. I have Mary's phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Got a rag groove, new match board.
Match
board.
Okay.
Okay, let's switch off at stairs.
I don't know if you can figure
out
the structure
from
that or not.
Whole place.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. So you just go over. Actually, it's a giant storeroom in here.
That's nice to have.
But you're inside there, in summertime, it's so hot.
Yeah, I betcha. Mm-hmm. These are older rafters.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I wonder if they reused it.
That's what I'm wondering too. I think they pitched the roof up, maybe. These are the old redwood rafters from there, right part of the true dimension. Yeah.
So it's literally not quite a pop top. Raise the roof kind of.
Pop up.
Pop up.
And upstairs we have Kanak ceilings all throughout. And
all the walls,
some
the,
more well
when packed. I bought them, it's the same.
And the jealousy were of the
period, yeah.
But the jealousy is bigger.
Are you renting this up here?
Yeah.
And then we have two bedrooms, actually three bedrooms.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
is this one okay?
Oh, maybe. Oh, sorry, sir. Sorry. Is it okay, this door?
Thank you. We can start in this room anyway.
Yeah.
This is the
This is the only room that I have the time lock still on. But
oh, wow.
I should pick it up.
Yeah.
This is the only one that is still in good shape.
Oh, at the hour, huh?
Yeah. So each room is so neat, you know. But most of the room is on mold.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So it's not that good, but this room is good. Once you lift them up, it's so pretty. But then I went try gauge the price. You're talking about like thousands and thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like this. So we have to tape it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Let me turn on the light.
I still feel it, which is nice though.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The closet doors have the little glass inside and holes.
No, Tokonoma. No, Tokonoma.
I don't
know
why.
Like the balcony from the
end. So many times I've looked at this balcony, you know, Japanese. I was like, oh, that's so nice.
Interesting.
Because you look so nice, you know, why change it?
You see it from here now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Further curtains.
Different poles here.
Yeah, different pole, but still
a
more custom one as opposed to. And I like the cant that you put on the shelf.
Yeah.
We got Kanak ceilings. After he bought it, he didn't change anything. What year did you buy this house?
In 15 years. So that is what?
Oh, 2010.
Yeah, 2010 or 2011, something like that, around there.
Mm-hmm. The same thing as the same built-in desk.
Oh, no.
Bathroom?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
there's
amazing.
A bathroom there.
Yeah. I've been driving up this road 30 years. You know, every day I because I work at the Treetops restaurant. Every day I drive by this road, I always say a prayer. I say, I wish I can live in this house for one night.
Yeah.
No, because this house is so stand out. You know, when you drive up the loop, and then my prayer come true, you know. And And then I got up the prices. I only pay for the land. I never pay for the house. Because I think Mr. The former owner, he donated this house to Punahou School. And Punahou School don't want any liability. So they only sell the land value. So that's why God really answered my prayer, you know. So I only pay for the land. I got the house, but the only problem is they strip the house, you know. They don't want any, you know, liability against you. So it's a shell, you know. Yeah. It's just a, you know, like the wall, everything. But no more all the, you know, the cabinet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we have to put them on. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. You can go now.
Yes. But it's such a nice house, though. I cannot give up this house.
I've always driven past it, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
The front facade is... I only hope for one night only, you know?
Yeah. Now you're stuck with this.
Yeah. And now I have one, you know?
God answers.
Yeah.
It's your prayers.
That's why, you know, sometimes really work, you know? I always give this testimony to my church, you know? Mm. Thank you. Okay.
And fixtures. There's like three different kinds of lights.
Light fixtures.
Yeah. In the 60s here.
And Graham. Yeah. Like that stair that's coming down. That's in the hallway closet.
Okay. That's
right. So that must have never connected.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. I can't figure out. You had to come out to go in.
I tried to buy that one. Same one. Cannot find.
You couldn't find it?
No. Because the tenants, they have a surfboard. When they lift the surfboard, they hit that and then crack them.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
That must have been upsetting.
And then I went all over. I tried to order and then no can find it.
Both periods being of historical kind of like value now. You know, it's not
right.
Great. It makes you think, like, you're thinking 1920s?
1911.
How would you, do to integrate into that? That's interesting.
Yeah, now we have two rentals in the back.
Yeah, I'll grab that.
We'll go see the single story.
For that price, you know, I pay only less than 1.5 million.
Good price. Very good.
Because that's the land already worth that much.
For sure.
This is the same siding. I saw that a couple of them have double.
Yeah. This is true shiplap.
Is it shiplap or is it just double siding? I think it's double siding. There's no ship.
There's no actual lap. You're right.
There's no built-in lap.
Hi.
And so I think from here over was added.
Was the servant's cottage before?
I think so. We have a kitchen here. Bathrooms in here. Second bedroom. And this one has pocket sliding windows.
Okay.
And again, my well pets.
So you think it was expanded at the same time the second story was that?
Yeah, I think so, because here, you know, you got the same side and same jealousies.
Thank you.
Thanks, Aliyah.
Yeah,
thank you. So, if you want, you can come this way. You can go to it.
Then this unit, Ernie Haro, designed and built in 1960. I have the permit for that. And I'm thinking to just give this addition off that permit or something. Two bedrooms and a bath.
Fix it up from here.
And what I like, they have the ceiling lights from the period, and each one has a different design. Mm-hmm. So they're all screwed up.
Same pump.
Some of the historic preservation organization looking at all the houses.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I still owe 1.5 million from federal estate taxes. You guys want the money? Fine, you can help me figure out how to pay the taxes. Everyone shut up. No one wants to charge.
Shadow block.
Shadow block, yeah.
Any more questions? You guys have any questions? Guys are good? Okay.
Rhonda, you say this unit was also Ernie Hara, but was that a different time?
No, same period.
Oh, same. Okay.
It was a different permit. I had the permit for the main house, and then like 2 months later, I don't know if they decided, okay, we'll do this too. But there was a second permit.
Thanks.
And site visit.